You're listening to Classic Business with Michael Avery, brought to you by Altron, there when it matters.
Well, Altron is no doubt making a splash all over the place. They are our headline sponsors on the Classic Business Show, and today announced a full year results that rightly leave CEO Mteto Nyati beaming in my studio. The share closed up 5% on the day. It's up 60% from its 52-week low, and that on the back of top-line growth of 7% from continuing operations to 15.7 billion, a 30% increase in EBITDA from continuing ops to 1.6 billion, and ROCE, that's return on capital employed from continuing ops, at 20%, heading all in the right direction. Mteto, you must be quite pleased.
We are certainly pleased. It's not been an easy journey, the two-year journey, but certainly where we are, we excited to be where we are, and in fact we're almost a year ahead of where we thought we would be at this time, and thanks to the execution being done by my team and the very strong support from my board.
And that board support is interesting. I had your chairman, Mike Leeming, in studio last year. Was it this year? I think it was earlier on this year, chatting with the chair of digital business at WITS, talking about that interchange between a very strong, very experienced board and you as the management team, executive management team, rolling out the strategy, but having a board that are experienced enough to bounce ideas off, to have a healthy tension. Just talk to me about that board dynamic.
Look, it's not for everyone, this setup, because you need to have a management team that is mature. You know, really, because you have people that come from the industry, that they have run businesses similar size or bigger than the business that you are running. And when it comes to strategy, yes, we formulate the strategy, but to test that strategy, stress testing it, it becomes a robust discussion with the board. And we need to be, of course, be clear about why we want to do certain things, whether it is an acquisition or we want to be going to the cloud, why you want to be going to the cloud. Those discussions become very, very, very difficult. But at the end of the day, what you know when you leave that board, that board meeting, you know that you've got something that is very clear, that has been tested, and if you execute on it, it's very likely that it's going to help you deliver the results that you want. So for us, it has been a great experience. It's not been easy initially. The first year was not the easiest, but right now, you know, I've got my team looking forward to having those engagement, because it helps all of us to, you know, to grow.
And because you have the strategy, you've got this 5-year strategy that you articulated to market 2 years ago, but one always has to remain nimble and surveying the market and testing your strategy against what the opportunities are in the market.
And that's the issue, you know, as management, we get the strategy approved, we go and execute, but there's a lot of things happening in the market. There are trends happening, and we may not be, we may not catch some of those. And yet, you have got some board members who are watching and say, "Hey, guys, have you seen that? This is what is happening there, and that what is happening there." And that is the value of having people that understand your space.
Now, talk to me about your top line story. That revenue figure of 19.9 billion, 44% now offshore. That comes down from just over 50% at your halfway mark. What's the reason for that decline?
Which decline?
In the composition of your
the decline from the first half.
Yeah.
In the first half, we were sitting at about 57% coming from offshore, and right now it is about 43%. And really, it's because of in the first half, our South African operations had not performed as well. So what you've seen now is that South African operations in the second half came back up and came stronger, and it's kind of reduced significantly, you know, the contribution from offshore, you know. And it's something that we like, you know, to have our operations in South Africa delivering 15% in a market growth, in a market that, you know, our peers years, probably growing 5-6%, you know, that is what we want. We want to take share, and that is what is exactly happening.
And it certainly is how you're driving it. It looks, if you're driving that top line growth, that it is really, the bulk of it's coming organically. You are doing some deals, there's some acquisitive growth, but the bulk of it's organic.
We have made that clear positioning to the market that our growth is not going to be that growth which is more acquire this and acquire that and acquire. It's going to be all, maybe 80% of it is going to be organic, and then the 20% is going to be acquisitive growth, and the acquisitions will be linked to our growth areas, which is cloud computing, data and analytics, IoT, and security. And we are very, very disciplined about that. You know, we have to execute on those.
And the understanding of your market proposition, you've got the One Ultron strategy.
Yes.
You mentioned during the results presentation an example of the sort of innovation in the nanotech space that Netstar is introducing. Yes. Just expand on that.
Yeah. You know, we many people understand Netstar as a stolen vehicle recovery company. But if you think about it, in fact, it's a company that has got a platform, which is an Internet of Things platform. And that platform, in this case, is monitoring a car. But it could be monitoring anything. It could be monitoring your TV at home. It could be monitoring your fridge at home. And in the case of Nano, we came up with a very, very miniaturized devices that can be put on smart boards in things like schools, to protect those assets. You know, we go to, let's say, a Voda store or a MTN store. We've got those stores. There are people sitting with smartphones, value of those stock being maybe 300,000-400,000. If criminals can come in there, they take that stock. You know, that's a lot of money. So through the nanotechnology, we're able to put some of these devices there. And if the criminals come, they take the stock, and actually we end up they lead us to where, you know, where they are living, which is a great thing.
Yeah.
So that is the kind of innovation that we're looking for from these guys.
And it does remind me of our drive to try and digitize education, and the fact that Panyaza Lesufi tried to introduce, what was it, tablets and smart screens at a school, and it was stolen a couple
and
of weeks
stolen,
later.
I mean, honestly, for me, it's one of those things that I feel like, what kind of a society do we have? A society where we invest so much to change the lives of our children. Then the next thing, 2 weeks down the line, all of those equipment, you know, is gone, you know. So in any case, that is who we are. So what we have decided to do as Ultron is to see how we can protect those assets. And that is what we are doing.
And helps redefine the purpose as well. Mm-hmm. Human capital is a constraint in South Africa.
Yes.
And during the recent public-private growth initiative, it was mentioned, I think, by almost every single sector lead as one of the major challenges, skills. How are you addressing that at Ultron?
Look, this is an area where, you know, most of the businesses will tell you, hey, man, you know, where our education is not one of the best. We cannot find skills. We'll complain. We choose not to complain. We choose to say, you know, we've got these young unemployed graduates that are sitting doing nothing there. We believe that if we can help them, give them some of these fourth industrial revolution skills, with, of course, with some support, we can transform those people into productive members of society. And this is exactly what we are doing in partnership with companies like Microsoft and Huawei and Gibbs. You know, we are making some changes. Innovation is not just about products. It's also about how do we address social problems like this, but coming up with things that help all of us.
Yeah, and human capital in the new asset-light business that you're creating is vitally important.
It's critical.
Another standout, as we just run out of time here, Mteto, was Bytes UK, a very consistent performer. You've been in that market for 15 years. We see so many South African businesses struggle in the British market.
Yeah.
What's been the secret behind this consistent performance?
So for us, this is a business that we bought about 15 years ago. And we when we're looking at it, we found leaders that were running this business. We kept those leaders. It's still the same people that were running it then. These guys are still running that business. They understand that market. We've given them the space. We've given them the framework. You know, you need to operate within these things. But within that, they can do whatever they like. You need to do that. And that's what we have done. And that delivering great results for all of us.
Now you're entering a growth phase, as you said at your results presentation. Yes. It was all about the turnaround the last 2 years.
Yes.
What are you going to be focusing on over the next 12 months?
Over the next 12 months, it's going to be very much about the work that we're doing in Netstar, you know, continuing to do that, in particular in the automotive space, the interesting things that everybody is going to be seeing happening in that space. Our relationship with Microsoft, very, very want to strengthen that relationship with Microsoft. And we have identified top 44 accounts where we would like to take market share in those accounts. Those are not many, three things. And we're going to be focusing on those and executing.
Executing. I think we're great at making plans and strategies in the country. It's in the execution. And that's where I think Altron has certainly differentiated itself. Mteto, well done. Great pleasure chatting to you as always. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's a wrap for Classic Business today. Thanks to sound engineer Odie Wan-Kenobi and down in Cape Town, Tabzra Debe, for manning the ship. Producer Andres Mashlangu, it's been a crazy couple of days as we brought you close to the sixth general elections. Sylvia A is in the Jazz Lounge in Cape Town. In Gauteng, Carolyn Stain sidles up with the world's most beautiful music, as always, in Classic Winding Down. And thanks for tuning in to the Classic Business Show, which was brought to you by Altron Technology Partners in your digital transformation journey.